CNN poll, Trump support grows in GOP primary. Leads fueled by 34 points after latest arrest, iconic mugshot. By Nick Gilbertson on September 5, 2023. Former President Donald Trump has grown his lead over Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, and the rest of the Republican primary field since June. As he holds a majority of support following his latest arrest in Fulton County, Georgia, and the release of his iconic mugshot, according to a national CNN/SSRS survey. The poll, published midday Tuesday and conducted after the release of Trump's iconic mugshot on August 24, shows that 52% of registered Republicans and right-leaning independents back him for the nomination. He has gained 5 points of support since CNN's June poll and currently sits 34 points ahead of DeSantis at 18%. DeSantis's support has withered by 8 points since the last poll, when 26% of respondents supported him. In reference to CNN's first GOP primary poll in March, when he and Trump garnered 36% and 40%, respectively, his support has been cut in half. The trend for both candidates since then has marked a net 30-point swing to Trump in Trump's favor. Beyond Trump and DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence and former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, share third place at 7% apiece in the latest poll. Haley is up 2 points from June, while Pence is down 2 points. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy is on their heels with 6% of backing. He ties Trump for the most positive movement in this poll compared to June, when he only scored 1% of support. From there, Senator Tim Scott, RSC, takes 3%, while former Governor Chris Christie, RNJ, takes 2%, and conservative radio host Larry Elder and Governor Doug Burgum, RND, tie at 1%. No other candidate musters a point, and just 1% back someone else, while 1% are undecided. The poll also gauged the second choices of the GOP primary voters who selected a preferred candidate, finding that DeSantis leads in this regard with 28% of the response. Ramaswamy follows with 14%, while Haley, Pence, and Trump tie at 11%. 7% say Scott is their backup plan. SSRS conducted the poll for CNN between August 25 and 31, sampling 1,503 respondents, including 898 Republicans and Republican-leaning independents. The margin of error for the total sample is plus or minus 3.5%.